Topic 7.16 is to discuss the concept of homeostasis and its importance in maintaining the body in a state of dynamic equilibrium during exercise, including the role of the hypothalamus and the mechanisms of thermoregulation. So in the previous bit on negative feedback, I mentioned what homeostasis is, that it is a dynamic condition of maintaining the body within strict limits in terms of its chemistry and physical properties. In terms of thermoregulation, our normal core body temperature is 37 degrees Celsius. This is the optimum temperature for the activity of our enzymes. All of our metabolic activity takes place best at this temperature. Metabolism itself generates heat energy, and heat is exchanged with our surroundings. The fact that you always feel fairly warm is indicative of this. We have a high metabolic rate. We are referred to as being endothermic. This is in contrast to animals such as reptiles, amphibians, fish, that are referred to as either ectothermic or more accurately poikilothermic. Okay, they depend on external conditions and moving to warmer or colder areas to maintain their body temperature. The balance of our heat loss and heat generation determines our core temperature. There are some fairly strict limits, 37 being the normal. At around 40 degrees Celsius, we have what is referred to as a high critical temperature. Above that temperature, we're not able really to maintain our own temperature. We can't easily return it to normal. Above 42 degrees Celsius, that's the high lethal temperature. So if your body temperature goes up to 42 degrees Celsius, you are in serious danger of dying as your enzymes denature, your membranes break down, and chemical reactions in your body stop happening. Below 37 degrees, we have a low critical temperature, below which we find it very difficult to maintain our own body temperature. People who are in that state are referred to as hypothermic. So anyone who's ever been on Duke of Edinburgh expeditions has been warned about this. Below about 27 degrees Celsius, that is the low lethal temperature. So the chemical reactions will not take place at a sufficiently high enough rate to be able to maintain our metabolism. Now, we start off, if we're fairly normal, normal temperature, in response to either cold external temperature or cold internal temperature, or cooling of these, the cold receptors in our skin and in our hypothalamus, which is a structure right in the centre of the brain, detect this cold. A stimulus is transferred to the heat gain centre in the hypothalamus via the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system then communicates with the rest of the body to contract the sphincter muscles of the arterioles, contract the erector muscles of the hairs, cause our muscles to contract involuntarily, which is causing shivering, and causing us to release adrenaline, which increases our metabolic activity. This warms us up and we return to normal. If we are overheating, or if it's too warm outside, the warm receptors in our skin and hypothalamus detect this. The heat loss centre in the hypothalamus communicates with the body via the autonomic nervous system to relax the sphincter muscles of the arterioles so that, you know, more blood flows close to the surface of the skin so it can cool down via latent heat. The erector muscles of the hairs relax, so the hair lies flat against us. If it was erect, then it would trap a layer of warm air next to our skin. We sweat. That's definitely all about the latent heat of evaporation, using energy from our heat energy from our blood to change state. And we will pant as well, which is a way of ensuring that we maintain a lower core body temperature. For people that can't sweat, this could be quite a serious problem.